The 14 Lights. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The 5th Infallible, الإمام الحسين عليه السلام. الإمام الحسين عليه السلام was the beloved grandson of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله. His father was Al-Imam Ali عليه السلام and his mother was Lady Fatima عليها السلام. Al-Imam Al-Husayn was very kind, brave, and always told the truth. He is most famous for what happened in a place called Karbala. A bad ruler named Yazid wanted Al-Imam Al-Husayn عليه السلام to obey him. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam said no, because he wanted to protect Islam and teach people to always do what is right. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was betrayed by the people of Kufa, who called on him to lead them against the evil Yazid. But they themselves were in Yazid's army, which stopped Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the desert of Karbala from reaching Kufa. They didn't have food or water for many days. Even though he was tired and thirsty, Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam stayed strong and never gave up. On the 10th of Muharram, known as Ashura, Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his group of 72 loyal companions courageously stood up for the truth. All the men, except Al-Imam Ali al-Sajjad alayhi salam, who was too sick, were martyred. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave his life so that we could learn to be strong, kind, and always stand for justice. We learn from Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to never accept tyranny and injustice, even if we are dealing with powerful people. We should always stand up for what is right, just like he did. And now for a story from the life of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Love for Salat. It was the 10th day of Muharram, the day of Ashura, in the hot desert of Karbala. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the grandson of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, stood with only a few people. The enemy army was big and ready to fight. But Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wasn't afraid. He was full of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though it was the day of battle, Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions stood in the desert sun and they prayed the Dhuhr prayer together. Some brave companions stood in front to protect the others while they were praying. They didn't stop their prayer even when the arrows were flying. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam showed us that no matter what is happening, we should never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even on the hardest day, he took time to pray. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadin wa Ali. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله.